إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah. We extol him, we laud him, beseech his help, and in him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our deeds and actions. Whoever Allah can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads to be left astray, no one will be able to guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He's alone, he has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam is his abd, his slave, and his rasul, his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear and do not die except in the state of Islam. O humanity, fear your Lord who created you from one soul and from that one soul his mate, and from the two of them countless men and women spread abroad in multitudes. Remember the wombs that bore you and keep the relations of families among you. And remember that surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear. If you do this, he will forgive you of your sins and repair your deeds, and whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, they have already achieved the greatest of successes. As to what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah. And the best guidance is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. For every newly invented matter in this deen is an innovation. And every innovation is a going astray, and every astray is in the hellfire. Before we begin, inshallah, with the subah, we'd like to remind the sisters upstairs that there should be no talking and no eating or drinking. And we remind the brothers who are downstairs that to even play with your beard or to play with your keys or to feel your son who is in front of you on the side of you fixing kufis, all of these things will be a violation of your Jumu'ah, inshaAllah. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا قُلْتَ لِصَاحِبِكَ وَالْإِمَامُ يَخْطُبْ أَنْصِبْ لَقَدْ لَغَوْتْ. He said, أو كما قاله صلى الله عليه وسلم, if you say to your companion, seated on the right or the left of you, or behind you or in front of you, while the imam is giving the khutbah, be quiet. If you say it, be quiet, then you have committed the sin of lagh. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has also said, informing us of another sin that will violate your Jumu'ah, when he found a man playing with his beard during the khutbah, he said, أبطلتك أنت جمعتك قد أبطلتك أنت جمعتك. You have made your Jumu'ah void. You've cancelled out your Jumu'ah. And then when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the man playing with some stones, some hasa, he said, من حص من مس الحصى لقد لغى. Whoever played with stones or pebbles when the khutbah is being given, they have also made the sin of al-lagh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in his Quran, in many ayats of the Quran, the issue of that three letter word, both in English and in Arabic, three letters that catches the Muslim or prepares the Muslim to find him or herself in a very serious precarious in the last day. That three letter word, brothers and sisters in Islam, that Allah mentions throughout the Quran, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentions throughout his sunnah in the English language, is S-I-N, sin. And in the Arabic language, Zal Noon Ba, Zimb. This thing called them, brothers and sisters in Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in his book, is something that the human being cannot get around. No Muslim is going to be able to get around committing sin. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us in a hadith that is transmitted by Al-Tabarani, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, ما من عبد مؤمن إلا وله ذنب. There's not one slave except has a sin, يعتادوه الفينة بعد الفينة, that he or she commits time after time. أو ذنب هو مقيم عليه لا يفارقه حتى يفارق الدنيا, commit all the way up until they leave the dunya, and it won't leave them until they leave the dunya. إن المؤمن خلق مفتنا توابا نسيا إذا ذكر ذكر. That the mu'min is created forgetful, repentant, forgetful, repentant, and remorseful. That individual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, he created him catching fitna, always in a form of a fitna, remorseful, and forgetful. When he's reminded, he takes heed to the admonition. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this authentic hadith is explaining to us that the mu'min is always going to commit sin. But the key is, how do you and I look at our sins? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith collected by Imam al-Bukhari on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ يَرَى ذُنُوبَهُ كَأَنَّهَا فِي أَصْلِ الْجَبَلِ يَخَافُ أَنْ يَقَعَ عَلَيْهِ. That the believer, meaning the true believer, the one who's a believer haqqan, the one who is a real believer, being conscious always of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he views or she views her sins, the sins that they're going to do, the sins they do time after time, or they're going to do continually until they leave the dunya. That the believer looks at his or her sins as though he or she is sitting at the base of a mountain, and that mountain is about to fall on top of him. وَإِنَّ الْفَاجِرْ يَرَى ذُنُوبَهُ كَذُبَابٍ وَطَعَ عَلَىٰ أَنْفِهِ فَقَالَ بِهِ هَكَذَا فَطَارَ. But the sinner, he or she is the one who looks at their sins as though they are a fly that has alighted on their nose, and they just shoo it away. And it keeps coming back, and they shoo it away from their nose. So the Muslim has to take the responsibility of looking at that thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we're going to commit. Those things called sins that every Muslim is going to commit, we have to take more care in looking at our lives and committing these sins. We have to take more care and be more vigilant on how we consider those sins. As the people of the past have said, لا تنظروا إلى صغر معصيتكم ولكن انظروا إلى من عصيت. He said, don't look at the size of your sins, but rather look at the one who you disobeyed. Don't be concerned about if the sin is a major sin or a minor sin, but rather look at the one who you disobeyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran those people whom, when they are thrown into the hellfire and the waters of the hellfire, the guards of the hellfire will set the fire ablaze, and they will be asked, did not a warner come to you telling you about those things that you were doing? And they will say, yes, a warner came to us. A warner came to us. وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ عَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ فَاعْتَذَرُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَصُحْقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will say, the criminals who committed sins in this life, that they will say, oh, if we only had intelligence and we only listened back there in the dunya, we wouldn't be these people who are in the hellfire, in the blazing fire that Allah has prepared for those who are criminals. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاعْتَذَرُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ, and they recognized their sins. They knew that they were committing those sins. They recognized the sins that they had committed. فَصُحْقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. So be you far away. Be far away, all of you, from this particular reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for only those who don't commit their sins and don't repent. Or repent. So brothers and sisters in Islam, this three-letter word, a small word, both in Arabic and in English, is this particular aspect in our lives that we need to pay vigil to. We need to take care of how and what we do so that we don't amount on our sins. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحَقَّرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ. Beware of committing the minor sins, not the major ones. إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحَقَّرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ. Beware of committing the minor sins, like playing with your beard during the khutbah, like playing with your, taking the lint off your clothes during the khutbah. Beware of the minor sins, like talking, like eating, like messing with the zikr bead during the khutbah. Beware of your minor sins, all of you. إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحَقَّرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ. كَقَوْمٍ نَزَلُوا فِي بَطْنِ وَادٍ فَجَاءَ ذَا بِعُودٍ وَجَاءَ ذَا بِعُودٍ حَتَّى أَنْضَجُوا خُبْزَتَهُمْ. Beware of your minor sins. Beware of your minor sins. Like a people who settles on a valley, and then one of them brings a little twig or straw, and another one brings or comes with a little twig or a little straw, until they gather all the twigs up to cook their bread. وَإِنَّ الْمُحَقَّرَاتِ الزُّنُوبِ. For surely, for most definitely, for indeed, the minor sins, يُقْخَذُ بِهَا صَاحِبُهُ صَاحِبُهَا فَتُهْلِكُهُ. He said, because the minor sins will seize that person, and then he will be destroyed. The minor sins will destroy him or her. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this thing called sin, as we mentioned, you will not be able to avoid it. You will not be able to avoid the sins. And what is the origin of sins? The origin of sins is only two things. تَرْكُ الْوَاجِبِ مِنْ وَاجِبَاتِ مِنَ الْوَاجِبَاتِ وَفِعْلُ مَحْظُورَاتِ. That's it. Leaving off an obligatory act or committing a haram. This is the origin of all sins. Either you leave off something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has ordered you to do, or you do an act which is haram for you to do. This is the origin of sin. And until we realize how tumultuous, how grave, how serious it is to commit sins, whether they're major or minor, we continually perform them, we will continually execute them, we will continually carry them out with no regard, until as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِذَا أَذْنَبَ ذَنْبًا. When the mu'min, when he commits the sin, نُكِتَ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدًا. That when the believer commits a sin, when the abd of Allah commits a sin, he commits a sin, and then there's a black spot. A black spot tainted that appears on his heart. A black spot that appears on his heart. فَإِن تَابَ وَنَزَعَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ سُقِلَ قَلْبُهُ. If he repents, if he has remorse, and he leaves off the sin and seeks the forgiveness of Allah, then his heart becomes polished and clean. فَإِن زَادَ زَادَتْ حَتَّى تَعْلُوَ قَلْبَهُ فَذَلِكَ الرَّانُ الَّذِي ذَكَرَهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. If he continues to make the sin, then the black spot increases on his heart. Then the black spot increases on her heart until the black spot overtakes the heart completely and the heart becomes totally black. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah azza wa jalla has mentioned in his book, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. No, but rather it is ran. It is ran, another three-letter word, a small word that appears on their hearts because of what they did. So brothers and sisters in Islam, if we want to keep those black spots of our hearts, if we want to stay away from those things that are going to throw us headlong into the hellfire, we need to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have remorse for what we've done, leave off those things that we're doing, seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and pay attention to those things from our knowledge and keen vision, from our intelligence and keen foresight, those things that are going to destroy us as the people who gather the straws to cook their bread. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين ونصلي ونسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد. We've explained in the first part of the khutbah, brothers and sisters in Islam, that the origin of sins is either the leaving off of an obligatory act or the committing of a haram act. In the end of this khutbah, inshallah, we now like for those who weren't listening to please pay close attention. Because these words, inshallah, from one of the illustrious scholars of the past is extremely important. These words, inshallah ta'ala, will allow us, if we digest these words, if we masticate these words, if we excrete these words and implement them properly, they will save us from perdition and destruction. We won't be part of those people in the Quran who Allah says, يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيْمَاهُمْ, that the criminals will be known by their marks. Their marks are black faces, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. يُعْرَفُونَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيْمَاهُمْ, they'll be known by their black marks. فَيُخَّذُ بِالنَّوَاسِ وَالْأَقْدَامِ, and they will be thrown headlong, drug off, carried and seized by their forelocks and their feet. We don't want to be one of those people. Listen to the words of one of the people of the past who explained why people commit sins. He said that the reason why the slave of Allah tabaraka ta'ala commits sins is only from two reasons. Only two causes causes him to commit a sin. Number one, he doubts his Lord. He doubts his Lord. He or she doubts their Lord when they commit a haram or disobey their Lord, doubting Allah Rabbul Alameen that Allah will be unable to give them a better reward for doing the halal, so they do the haram. This is the first reason. The person has doubt in their Lord that their Lord will not give them a better reward for doing the halal or the lawful, so they do the haram or they disobey Allah. That's the first reason. Please identify yourselves, brothers, listening to these words. The slave of Allah does not commit any haram or disobey Allah in anything except one, he has doubt in his Lord that his Lord will be able to give him a better reward for doing the halal or the lawful, so he or she does the haram. And the second reason, and only two reasons, and Allahu A'lam, is that the person knows that this thing is haram. They know that this thing is disobedience. They know that this thing is bid'ah. But their passions overcome their patience, and their lusts and their desires overtake their reasoning and their intellect. Their passion overcomes their patience, and their desires and their lusts, their hawa, overcomes their reasoning, their vision, their keen foresight, and their intellect. The first one comes from lack of knowledge, and the second one comes from lack of vision and intelligence. So brothers and sisters in Islam, we should view these sins that we're committing the way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, that the believer is one who looks at his sins as though he was sitting at the base of a mountain and that mountain was about to fall on him. And we should not be like those individuals who take their sins real lightly, as though they were a fly on their nose, and they shoo them away. Hakada. They shoo the fly away and then it comes back and they shoo it away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who stay away from our sins. That small three-letter word in Arabic or English. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who stay away from our sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who, when we commit a sin, we turn to Him in repentance. We have remorse for what we've done and we seek the forgiveness of Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, take the taint, the run from our hearts, and make our hearts polished and clean. Because for a surety, no children and no wealth will be able to avail anyone. On that day, the only thing that will avail the individual is coming to Allah with a pure, clean heart. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not make our hearts like the hearts of the munafiqun. The munafiqun's heart is a qalbun musaffah. His heart or her heart is enamored, like the armored trucks that you see carrying the money. The munafiq's heart is the one whose heart has plates of steel on it, and that steel is kufr and shirk and innovation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our hearts hearts that have lamps in it that shine and give us nur. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a light in front of us and behind us and above us and below us and to the right of us and to the left of us, and to make us a light and put light in our hearts. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.